Would it be okay if we talked about people pleasing? I'm just kidding. New book by Dr. Mike Bechtel. It's called The People Pleaser's Guide to Loving Others Without Losing Yourself. Good morning, Dr. Bechtel.
Good morning. Thanks for the chance to talk to you.
Well, thanks for writing this book. A lot of people have walked by my office and wanted to steal the book from me. So I guess that just proves that this topic is something that you're hitting that's resonating. Are you finding that?
Yeah, I am, because when I first wrote it, it came out of my own experience of being a people pleaser, where I was finding my value in what other people thought of me. And so I had to project an image so people would like me. And if they didn't like me, then I didn't feel good about myself. And I realized there's a lot of people doing that. And so that was kind of the impetus for the whole thing in the beginning.
How much are we born this way, and how much does this develop? Like, how does this get really bad?
Well, I think it starts very early when even as children, the reaction we get from other people helps us look at ourselves, and we begin to form opinions based on what other people say. We don't have a lot internally to do it with. And so if we have a tough or abusive childhood, obviously it's going to look different, because we assume that our parents especially are telling us the truth about who we are. And so it starts pretty early. And then as we grow, hopefully most people begin to develop their own sense of value from the right places. But I realized that the more I needed input from other people, the harder it was, because I just had to make sure they liked me. And I didn't want to become something that I wasn't, but I just didn't feel like I had any value on my own.
And in the book, Dr. Bechtel, you say that this can become an addiction.
Well, actually, I think if we get caught in it at all, it can easily turn into an addiction, because we look for affirmation from other people. And if we don't get it, we find ways to position ourselves. We become kind of a counterfeit of ourselves. It becomes a habit. And it's just like it becomes our drug of choice. We say, I'm not addicted. We don't feel like it. And it feels like, well, I'm helping other people, I'm serving them. But when I went to find help, I looked at a number of books and articles and resources, and pretty much they all said the same thing. It's like, don't worry about them, just get your focus back on you. Take care of yourself and forget them. And I thought, gosh, that sure doesn't sound like me, because I like other people. And I wanted to be involved in just meeting their needs. And that's when I discovered that if I can get the right source on the inside for who I am, that confidence allows me to reach out. So all the books said people pleasing was bad. This one is really the only one I found, because I had to write it, that said it's probably your superpower if it's coming from the right place.
Oh, okay. Well, in the book you describe 5 fears of a people pleaser. I would just thought there was just one, you know, that I'll be rejected. But what's one of the other ones?
But the 5 fears, number one, I need you to like me. That's the fear of rejection.
Right.
Second one is, I need you to not be angry with me. That's the fear of conflict. Third one is, I need you to notice me. That's kind of a big one, the fear of invisibility.
Yeah.
Fourth, I need you to affirm me. That's the fear of inadequacy. And then finally, I just need you to need me, which is the fear of irrelevance. And I think we all have one or more of those, probably a little touch of each, if that's where we're at, hanging out.
Mm. We're speaking with Dr. Mike Bechtel, the author of the book, The People Pleaser's Guide to Loving Others Without Losing Yourself. And Dr. Bechtel, what's one action step? What's something we can do today to kind of escape people pleasing?
Well, I think one of the simplest ones is to start really small and do something outside of our comfort zone, but just a little bit. Like if everybody, we always say when a group is going out to eat, if they say, well, where do you want to go? And you say anything, I don't care. But to just take a little risk, it's a little bit uncomfortable, and say, you know what, I really would like to go to this restaurant. That would be my choice. I'll go where you want to go, but that would be my input. So it's like I'm beginning to share just a little opinion with someone, and that begins the process and grow from there.
Dr. Mike Bechtel's new book, it's called The People Pleaser's Guide to Loving Others Without Losing Yourself. Dr. Bechtel's been our guest this morning. Thank you so much.
Well, I sure appreciate the time.